Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Kira Hain. Police will target dangerous driving during the festive season as part of Operation Christmas New Year 2024, running from December 20 to January 1st. Double demerit points will apply for offences including speeding, mobile phone use, seatbelt violations, and motorcycle helmet infractions. Police Minister Yasmin Catley is urging drivers to prioritise safety.
Please, please, be safe on the roads. And if you are doing the wrong thing, I can tell you now, there is going to be a very strong police presence on our roads in New South Wales, from top to bottom and from east to west. If you are doing the wrong thing, you can expect to see the flashing lights in your rearview mirror.
Staff and students from minority groups have reported various forms of racism at universities, with many too afraid to speak out. According to an Australian Human Rights Commission report, Indigenous staff and students face structural and interpersonal racism, with their achievements often dismissed as special treatment. The interim report released today finds a limited understanding of historical and systemic discrimination affects equity. Anxious residents in two regional areas are waiting for floodwaters to lower after emergency alerts were issued for rising river levels following days of heavy rain. People in the Western Downs and South Burnett in Queensland have been told to be prepared to evacuate ahead of possible flooding. According to the Bureau of Meteorology's Miriam Bradbury, the rain is set to continue through the weekend.
Much of northern and central Queensland can expect that continued wet weather from Friday going into the weekend as well. Now, this, of course, may exacerbate our riverine flooding situation as well. We have a number of minor flood warnings current across southern inland Queensland and the southeast. Catchments are quite saturated across much of Queensland at the moment, which means they are likely to respond quickly to further rainfall moving through those systems.
The United States, with Arab mediators, is working to finalise an agreement between Israel and Hamas to end the 14-month conflict in Gaza. A Palestinian official says mediators have resolved most differences, but says Hamas rejected new conditions from Israel without elaborating. Israel's ambassador to the United Nations, Danny Dannon, says Israel is working to secure a deal by year's end.
As we speak, negotiations on a hostage deal are ongoing. We hope we can achieve a deal. You know, after many rejections by Hamas, we hope we're going to have some news before the holiday of Hanukkah and Christmas.
There have been reports all week a deal could be reached within days, involving a ceasefire and prisoner exchange, hostages held in Gaza for Palestinian detainees in Israel. Victoria's Attorney General, Jacqueline Symes, is set to become the state's first female treasurer, following a cabinet reshuffle which began after Tim Pallas's resignation. Ms. Symes, an upper house MP from Benalla, has served as Attorney General since 2020 and Emergency Services Minister since 2021. She is expected to be sworn in today, taking over from Mr. Pallas, who held the Treasurer role for a decade. And in sport, Premiership coach Chris Fagan will hope to lead the Brisbane Lions into an AFL dynasty after extending his contract until the end of the 2027 season. That was SBS News in Easy English. I'm Kira Hayne.